In April, after the arrest of a dozen protesters for obstructing the flow of traffic at an Occupy Minnesota demonstration in Minneapolis, the occupiers posted videos on YouTube which showed several of them apparently being roughed up by the police. To view the tape, you'd gather that the police simply moved in and commenced arresting protesters without warning. But there was another camera rolling that night, one belonging to the police themselves. And in response to the protesters' video, the Minnesota Police Department posted around 20 minutes of raw footage on its new YouTube channel. On that video, you can clearly see the police delivering several warnings by bullhorn.
If you fail to remove the obstructions on the plaza, the Minneapolis Police Department will take enforcement action. I want to thank you in advance for your cooperation.
Incoming Minneapolis Police Chief Janae Hartow says that MPD's new YouTube channel was originally meant as a repository of raw footage to shine a light on police work, but after the Occupy incident, they realized they could use the channel to level the playing field.
It never occurred to us at the time to be proactive. We tend to be reactive to somebody that comes forward and either makes accusations or you see small news clips on television because they have a short period of time. And here we had a 20-minute or so video that could show the entire story.
Well, not the entire story. Multiple video points of view are better than fewer, and raw footage is better than edited footage. But your camera person's fairly close-up perspective did obscure some of the things that did come out on some Occupy video. For example, an officer knocking down one of the protesters and the camera going to the street. And I think some of that just had to do with the close-up vantage. Who was shooting this for you?
Our crime lab videographers were out at the scene.
And there's the problem. They have a kind of close-up mentality.
Correct.
Did you ask them subsequently to do a little more pullback to reveal?
The pullback, but also to try to have multidimensional. Cameras will tell the story of what they see. And so the more dimensions we have and the more cameras we have, obviously we can get a better picture of all the scenarios as to what's happened.
This all makes very good sense to add perspective to what is almost by definition a chaotic situation. But I'm wondering how long your efforts at radical transparency will last. For example, what happens if your police cameras capture your officers violating departmental policy or possibly even the law, making your video evidentiary and perhaps prohibiting you from posting it routinely online?
When things are evidence, yes, we will have to withhold that. But we will certainly deal with any video that shows misconduct of any kind, just as we would if a citizen brought that video in. The incident you discussed about the camera man was brought before Internal Affairs and isn't being dealt with.
Tell me about your own ranks. Are there officers grumbling about having Big Brother looking over their shoulder while they're trying to go about their business?
Officers have always been a little bit hesitant with video, but that documentation has saved officers more often than not from frivolous accusations. I'm very proud of the officers here and their work, and we need to be able to show what they do. And officers should assume, frankly, that they're always being videotaped. There's fixed cameras throughout the city. There's squad cameras that people may not know that are running. I mean, the technology is there, and so the assumption should be made that they're under surveillance.
As you look at video of the Occupy protests, everybody's got a cell phone, and they're all taking pictures of the police work in progress. How has this changed police work in Minneapolis?
When you see that people are using cameras, there are times that it actually interferes with an officer's ability to do their job. I realize that people want to see what occurred and they want to document that. But police also have a job to do, and their goal is to facilitate and support freedom of speech, protect people's rights, and keep them safe. So it does become more challenging. It also becomes challenging when it comes to going to court, because the concern is an officer's word doesn't mean as much as it used to if it doesn't have corroborating video or DNA. And that's unfortunate, because there are going to be times that the camera didn't work, or the camera didn't capture that view, or the camera is facing forward, but what occurred is behind you. So it's a tool, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a fix. It's not an end-all.
All right. Chief, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chief Jhené Hartou is the incoming chief of police for the city of Minneapolis.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.